I don't want you to do it now. I want you to mark it or make a mental note of it. 1 Samuel. And just start reading, the first chapter on, really. And, you know, it just goes to show what disobedience can bring. And here, as Samuel, just a child, and the obedience of his mother, and then him listening to the word of the Lord, he become the priest instead of it going down in Eli's line. But then you'll find that his children basically turned out and did as Eli's children had done, instead of following their father. And I want you all to pay attention to a thought that's come to me on this. This is in the 6th chapter of 1 Samuel, and we're going to just read the 12th verse, but I'd like you all to read this sometime this week so you can get maybe a clearer picture of it. This is where the Philistines had captured the Ark of the Covenant and had taken it to their country, and God was bringing all kinds of bad things upon them because of it. And they decided, well, we will put this on a cart being pulled by two kind that have never been in the yoke before. And this would have been cows, because they had calves, and they took the calves off of them and put the calves at home and hooked these cows up to it and said, if this is of God, then basically these cows are going to take it home. Well, this is the verse, and the Philistines, they get all ready to follow it to see what happens. And this is just the verse of what these cows did as they were pulling this car. And the kine took straightway to the way of Beth-Shemesh and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them into the borders of Beth-Shemesh. Now, here's us saying they was watching to see just what was going to happen. But it said here that the kine took the straight way to the way of Beth-Shemesh. They didn't turn either direction. They didn't go to the side because they seen some good eating grass. They went all the way, lowing, missing their cattle, or their calves. But they were still going on a mission that God had given for them to do. And you'll find at the end of that, they wasn't praised, but they were sacrificed for pulling that cart there. And even the cart was used to burn the sacrifice. Then if you'll read with us in the first chapter of Isaiah, the oxen knoweth his owner, although first chapter and the third verse, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. And I was reading that, and after reading that other verse, I found just how obedient the animals were and what God was looking at here, that an ox, it knows its owner, it obeys it. The ass, it knows where to go to get fed. And you know, as I feed the cattle there on our place each and every day, if I want them to go someplace else, if I'll carry a feed bucket, once they're used to me feeding them, they're willing to follow me because they know I've got what they need and what they want. And yet we'll find in America today, people will not follow the leadership of God. They won't follow the Word of God. And yet we still say we want to go to heaven. Well, you know, what we're telling God is we want no parts of Him. Because if we won't abide by His Word and we won't follow Him, why should He have anything to do with us? Why should He want us to be where He is? Then in St. John, of the 14th chapter and the 15th verse, if you love me, keep my commandments. And as I would read all of these today and thinking upon it, we say in America, we're supposed to be a Christian nation. But where is the people that want to go and find out what God's Word says about something? Before we go on forward, something that man has said, why? Because we're not interested in what God thinks about it. Just as long as it pleases us, then we're satisfied. And we will listen in Sunday school. Today, people will accept the way a preacher and priest and spiritual leaders in America, no matter what their lifestyle is, from a woman wanting to be changed into a man and yet still stand and preach the Word of God, until a homosexual that wants to be a spiritual leader. When all these things God said was abomination before it, how can we lead when we're already a violation of God's Word? God wants us to have spiritual eyes that we can open them up and see what His Word said. And ears open that God can speak unto us, that we might follow and know that God's Word is true and it does not change. But before we can recognize that, we've got to recognize that God's Word is the final authority when it comes to what's right and what's wrong. And you know, in our government today, they're willing to be politically correct, accept anything. But yet God's Word laid down what was right and what was wrong. And you and I, if we go contrary to that, it makes no difference what the laws of this land says. If we go contrary to God's Word, when we stand before God, God's law surpasses all the laws of man. No place do you find where God says you can obey the laws of man and be disobedient unto my law. Why? Because God requires you and I to be obedient unto God's law first. And each and every one of us, when God's law says thou shalt not, we better listen unto it. When God's law says this is sin, this is disobedient, this is foul, this is not approved of by God, then we better listen to it. Why? When I come before God, I'm going to be given account to Him according to what He said for you and I to abide by. And each and every one of us, when we stand there on that day, we'll have no excuse. You know, each one of us here in this life, there are things that we have to use for measurement. And you know, depending on how fine of a measurement you want is to what kind of a tool you pick up. You know, if you're wanting to measure something real fine, you pick up one of these, I think it's a micrometer is how they call it. It measures down just in thousands. It just, I mean, it's real sensitive. But you know, for most of us, we pick up something that measures in 16ths or even a 32nd of an inch, that's close enough. So we just get us a measurement that's marked off down to a 32nd or whatever on up to the feet. And it can be an extending ruler, it can be a folding ruler. Or if we're wanting to make real long measurements, we get us a longer tape.
But whatever we get something that we can measure by, but what do they all use? They're all coming back to that original measurement. It might be something that measured a finer point on it, but it's still accurate. No matter where you take it up the scale, if you take enough of 30 seconds of an end, and you don't keep adding the whole, after a while you'll have an end, and then you keep adding the whole. After a while you'll have a foot, and you can keep adding the whole. You can have miles or whatever, but it's still that same thing. You haven't changed what you started with and made it wrong. You just added more of it together. You and I, when it comes to God's Word, that's what God wants us to do. To take His Word and build up on it, but just add it more and more of it into our lives until we become a whole Christian the way God wants us to be. Not that to blend it in with the things of this world, but that to stand it out and being separate. And I hope that each one of us here today will say that we're at least as smart as what we look at as being a dumbass or cattle. I've heard the comment, and I think I might have even made it myself. Sometimes when you're trying to get cattle to go somewhere or another and drive a whole bunch of them, and they're wanting to go the other way, they're not one of God's smarter creations. But you know, I'm afraid a lot of times about anything God created is smarter than man, because we don't have enough sense to recognize our Creator the way that we should. We don't have enough sense to recognize that He's the final authority. You'll find, what did it take for two of female of cows we can't find cause not come when they can't just follow to take a path with nobody driving on just them going crying out because they were missing the little ones that they were leaving behind, but they had a goal, the accomplishment. There was a higher prayer that was troubled, and they were going to complete that the God was asking of. You and I today, where is the recognition that we have a higher power that directed our lives today? Where is the people that will bow their knee before God? Come on, bring down before laying themselves down there as a living sacrifice for God. God said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. You will abide by my word. You know, and you'll hear people make the comment today, politically correct, times have changed. It's no longer the same as it was back in the Bible days. What was right then is not what's right today. After all, this is the way God created me and I can't change. You know, if that was true, each and every one of us would still be slaves unto sin. But when we was created, when we come into this world, we had sin upon us enough that we're going to have to get on our knees and pray and talk to God and repent before God. But isn't it wonderful to know, though I was not able to change myself, when I surrendered myself unto God and recognized there was a higher power that was the supreme one that knew all the things to do that were right and knew all the things that I had done that were wrong, and once I come before you and surrendered my life in His hand, I fell down. I can become a new creature. I can become what God wanted me to. I can abide by His law. that does seem to be so hard to keep. When it becomes a lovable love, then I found out that I could do it. You know, when we're in sin, the devil tells us that it's impossible to do what the Bible says. But when we get right with God, we might not be perfect all the time, but we know how to go to the one that can heal up those wounds, that when we do something wrong, that can forgive us and set us back upon that straight path. And you and I today, if we listen to the word of the Lord, God's got all kinds of examples in there of people that did that was right and how they were blessed. And he's got all kinds of examples in there of people that disobeyed and just what it cost them. You know, if you'll go on there reading in Samuel, you'll find Saul. Saul had a life laid out in front of him if he had abided by the word of God. Saul had a wonderful future. God gave him a promise of it just carried on and on and on from him and his children. But he didn't waste no time. He got impatient and decided it was all right for him to give the sacrifice and to do what he wanted to do, rather than wait upon God. The world is full of people today that won't wait 3 minutes for God. So anxious to do what they want to do. So impatient because they think, I know better. I know what's right for me. You and I, we can't see in the next 5 minutes what's going to happen at God. I'm alive before you now. But in 5 minutes, I could be laying in the floor dead. I don't know what the next minute holds, but I know the one that holds it. And you and I, we better surrender to his will. Even to the point of it hurting, and even to the point of us spending some time on our knees, weeping and crying before God. You know, recognize God is the one that has all power. You know, here, if you'll read that, you'll find the Philistines, they realize this was the God that delivered Israel out of Egypt. They recognized all of that. They begin to realize there's something to this God. They didn't want to send this ark back empty. They want to send, in other words, a sacrifice, something with it, in mind of who it was that it belonged to. And it was a God of all God. You and I today, God don't want you gold. And they were sending things back that were the gold. God don't want your gold today. He don't want your house. He don't want your car. That's his already. He wants you to give your heart and life unto it. And when we do that, that's what can make a difference. That's where the joy comes in serving God. And when we become part of truly the family of God in our surrender to him and letting God know that we love him, and that you and I recognize that within ourselves we are nothing. You know, any good that I have done, give God the credit. Anything that I've done wrong, blame it on me. God don't do wrong. If I fail, that's me. But anything that I accomplish, give God the glory. Because I realized a long time ago, within me, there is no good except it comes to the Lord. Within me, I can do nothing. But with God working in me, All things are possible. You know, you look back in the Bible. There, David, only the second king in Israel. Even before he become a king, David proved his faith in God, didn't he? When without fear, he went out before Goliath, putting his faith and trust in God. Me and you today, we can look around, we can find a lot of things in this life to be afraid of. But if we know we're doing what God asks of us, why be afraid? Victory is ours. Each and every one of us. Surrender yourself totally unto the will of God. Give yourself. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Give yourself today totally to the Lord. Here, as these cattle was walking, pulling that cart, they were just being obedient under the guidance of God, taking it where God was leading them. When they got there, they ended up being sacrificed to that very God that they were serving. Me and you, God wants us to be willing to do that. He said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. If we're not willing, you know, look back in the Bible, a sacrifice was not given and walked away. Its life was taken. It blood shed. Why? Because it was a sacrifice. But God said with me and you, we can be a living sacrifice. He don't want us to cut ourselves and let the blood run out. But He wants us to face the enemy. This hand, though we might be persecuted, though we might have to suffer here in this life, some of us taking our stand for God, still God wants our lives to shine for us of just what a Christian should be. And you and I, if we do that, when it comes down time for us to die, we don't have to be afraid, because victory is ours if we've obeyed God. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love God today, obey what God is telling you. You know, you can find every commandment that you can search the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and find every commandment that's wrote down there. Everything that God told me and you to do in His Word, and God will still speak to you and tell you things even above and beyond that. Because I didn't find in the Bible anywhere where it said, Herbert, you must preach. But I found when God spoke to me, that was a commandment I had to obey if I wanted the Spirit of God in my life. When God speaks to you, you must obey. If you want to stay in the will of God. While we get some song to sing, if you're here and there's something in your life that you need to pray about, will you come? Don't think that it's not necessary because times have changed. The world is getting viler every day. It just amazes me at the garbage that good people are willing to accept today just because of the government or this one or that one recognizing that it's okay. But you and I today, God still don't say it's okay for you to tolerate that. It's wrong. God wants us to stand up and speak out against it, even if it costs us. And it did some of the men in the Bible to the point of them being locked up in prison. Even some put to death rather than back up on the Word of God. It may be that for us, but God said if we're faithful unto the end, life everlasting is what awaits us. And if we give in just for the pressures of this life, He said you'll lose it all, and we can't gain. If we lose what we have with God, what are we saying? Will you come? Is your heart right with God today? Are you obedient unto Him?
Are you one that's grumbling and complaining with the things that God has sent your way? Or are you thankful even when things don't go the way you want them? You and I, Paul said he learned to be content. If Paul could be content in all those things he faced, me and you better get our minds on things of God, the world. With our little afflictions, we can surely be content.